Many cities around the West are on the hunt for water to fuel new growth, and it's created a business opportunity for private investors. They buy up rural land with water rights, hoping to eventually sell those rights to thirsty cities. In the second story in our series on water investment in the West, Brett Jaspers from KJZZ has the story of a water rights fight in Arizona.
Central Arizona has been booming. More people, more houses, more need for water. But there's also a long-term drought and less water to buy from the Central Arizona Project canal system. It's leading Phoenix exurbs to cast about looking for new buckets.
You know, so they want to come and take from the rural counties, which is completely wrong, in my opinion.
Holly Irwin is a supervisor in La Paz County in far west Arizona. It's where the Colorado River runs along lush, irrigated farmland and small towns. Irwin is pushing back against a plan to transfer water rights from some privately owned farms there to the town of Queen Creek, likely never to return. To Irwin, it's a slippery slope.
There's already people in line waiting to see if this is going to go through, or entities, and the minute the first one goes through, it's like opening up the floodgates and you're never going to be able to close them.
But the buyer here, the town of Queen Creek, says this purchase will help it grow sustainably. Queen Creek's population has increased over 60% since 2010, although some of that was through annexing existing homes. Paul Gardner is utilities director.
And what we're trying to do is get that groundwater pumping down to as close to zero as possible. We're not going to quite get there, but we want to get as self-sufficient as possible on renewable supplies.
Queen Creek is paying $10,000 an acre foot for the water rights tied to the farmland. An acre foot is roughly what a family of four uses in a year.
Do you think it's fair that water goes to the highest, the person who's willing to pay the most?
I think water's is a market, and we don't set the market. And the market is what the market is.
There's a major player in the middle here making this deal possible. The Phoenix-based water investment company Greenstone owns the farmland through a subsidiary. If successful, they'll receive $20 million for the water, about double what they spent on the land. Principals at Greenstone declined an interview for this story. They're one of a handful of private investing firms looking at water scarcity in the West as a money-making opportunity. The firm has hired well-known Phoenix real estate attorney Grady Gamage. After a hearing on the deal in November, he rejected the notion that transferring these specific water rights will hurt development in rural Arizona.
The amount of water that's there is vast, frankly. The existing river communities only use about 40% of their existing municipal supply.
Gamage said this particular situation is unique and won't create the slippery slope rural boosters are so worried about. This land, however, is likely not the only property Greenstone owns in western Arizona. According to property records, LLCs with the same Phoenix address as Greenstone own over 1,000 acres in Yuma County, just south of La Paz. And water transfers like this, with some important differences, have been tried before. The main reason is that water for new development in central Arizona is increasingly pricey and scarce, especially on the outer edges of Phoenix. And yet, people are moving there in high numbers. Sarah Porter is at Arizona State University.
There is a demand for housing in those areas because the development of housing in those areas tends to be less expensive than in the older cities. And, you know, those developers are required to find a water supply before they can develop.
New development in central Arizona must show 100 years of supply and replenish any groundwater it pumps. Rural lawmakers like Regina Cobb say central Arizona needs to live within its means.
Queen Creek has a budget right now, and they're not working within their budget. They're saying, I need more, and this is how I'm going to get more. And they're using a heavy hand trying to do it.
Arizona's water department has to recommend the transfer or not. It's a pivotal moment for those who have water, those who need water, and those in the middle who want their investment in water to ripen. I'm Brett Jaspers.